Good morning. We've got Dr. William Forshin joining us on Awake with Drake on the Source for Spartanburg. And, Doctor, you're just up the road from us, aren't you?
Yeah, nice chilly morning up here in Asheville.
And what's the temp up in Asheville? Did you guys get some snow?
I haven't stepped outside yet, but it looks a little freezing.
Yeah, all right. Well, I just learned, Doctor, in our newscast here at the top of the hour from the Associated Press, they did the top words Googled for 2014, and guess what was number one? ISIS.
ISIS?
Yeah.
I didn't even know this. You're giving me some news as I'm drinking my first cup of coffee.
How about that? I'm giving you fodder for future interviews.
Yeah.
And Dr. William Forshin is, we wanted to speak to you because actually one of the main things that folks have asked me for on this show is to get more news on, in which we've added local news. And so I thought we would try an occasion, try and find folks that are versed on topics that are popular or people want to know about. And I think there's a lot of unknowledge about ISIS and what exactly is ISIS, Doctor.
Oh, my gosh. Do we have a three-hour run here?
You got
give
us the wiki
notes version.
Yeah.
ISIS emerged in the Syrian civil war last year. It is a radical offshoot of Al-Qaeda. Hard to imagine. Al-Qaeda is considered moderates now as compared to ISIS. The old term meant Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. They have launched a murderous, medieval, satanic-like campaign across northern Iraq and into Syria. They've murdered thousands, and they've sworn they're going to bring their jihad to us, meaning inside the United States.
Yeah, and we've actually learned, and this is hard to digest, but actual American citizens have joined ISIS.
Well, the ISIS, they are masters of modern social media. In fact, they have a graduate at Northeastern University running their web pages and putting out their videos.
Oh, nice.
You see videos of these guys running around with GoPro cameras on while committing their atrocities. And I heard somebody comment recently, they're recruiting every Hannibal Lecter in the world to come and just murder in the most sadistic of manners.
Well, I think we've obviously come to the point where we all realize that this is a threat to us here in the United States. It wasn't long ago, earlier this year, that our president referred to ISIS as a JV team, kind of dismissing ISIS a little bit. What do you think of that?
That was very much one of the motivations for writing my book, Day of Wrath, which is a novelization of what an attack with ISIS would be like. For our leader, okay, I'll say it, our alleged leader, to call ISIS the JV team is like calling Adolf Hitler a Quaker.
Hmm.
To say that we have no strategy was nauseating to me.
Yeah, this is something that we need to have our A team on, that the people that we don't even know exist, that's the people that we need to have on this.
Yeah, we hear the comments about boots on the ground, et cetera, et cetera. Recall when we look back at our operations in Afghanistan in 2001, we were not sending in tens of thousands of troops. We were sending in small elite teams who now knew how to take on these types of barbarians.
And we're speaking with Dr. William Forshin. He is an author of a book, Day of Wrath. He's also a professor up at Montreat College.
Yes, sir.
In Western North Carolina, lives up here in Asheville. And we were talking that ISIS, you had mentioned that ISIS is way more dangerous than Al-Qaeda. And, of course, we all know about Al-Qaeda. But what are the differences? Why is ISIS so much more lethal to us?
Al-Qaeda was a rather scattered network. We did not see Al-Qaeda in and of itself seizing, taking, holding territory. They operated more like the medieval assassins from behind the scenes. Al-Qaeda, we could call almost like our grandfather's version of terrorism. ISIS is intent on establishing what they call the caliphate, an actual temporal physical rule across the Middle East. They've already declared they even want to go as far as Mecca, move into Egypt. They have cells there. And part of their goal is destroy the great Satan, meaning us. We are the great Satan.
And you think one of ISIS main forms of attack will be less of a hard targets in America, more like coming inside of us with our schools or even our churches and the places that we otherwise normally don't expect to be under attack.
Yeah, there's not enough descriptive phrases I can throw on just how brutal these people are. I've done research. I went beyond what our mainstream media was showing us. I based my book, Day of Wrath, on what's known as the Beslan Massacre. That's B as in boy, E-S-L-A-N. Beslan Massacre, September 1st, 2004, where Islamic terrorists seized a school. They murdered over 300 children. This was a school in Russia. These are the types of attacks ISIS specializes in. This is what I fear is going to happen to America. They're going to get into our schools, our churches, our synagogues, our hospitals, what the military folks call our soft targets.
I would fear that, especially through the internet, that they'll get to our... We already have kids that are going to school with guns and things like that. It's probably easy to find someone out there who's off the main radar that ISIS could swoop in and bring into their fold.
Even darker than that, there were reports, even during the summer, these are declassified reports, of ISIS-related personnel infiltrating across the southern border. I did an interview a couple weeks back out of El Paso. I was stunned with how angry the host of the show was, describing, see, there is no border here. It's wide open. Everyone around here knows Middle Eastern types are crossing in. What's their intent? ISIS is linked into the Mexican drug cartels.
And Dr. Forshin, we're speaking with here out of Asheville, and a professor at Montreat, and a new book called The Day of Wrath. What do you think the possibilities here in our region, in the upstate or western North Carolina, of being attacked from ISIS are? Are we pretty excluded from that? Or?
Well, no, absolutely not. May I ask, where were you on 9/11?
On the air, reporting it live in Greenville, South Carolina.
And I was on my campus. Like you, I know we were suffering shock and tears, but I don't think, I know I did not feel a deep personal fear at that moment. I knew my daughter was safe in her elementary school. ISIS is going to come at us in a different direction. They're going to go for the soft targets. They're going to go for the psychological targets. Where are we most vulnerable? Our rural, our suburban schools. So rather than New York City or Washington, the way I see our government putting alerts out, it could be Hickory, North Carolina. It could be Columbia, South Carolina. It could be Omaha, Nebraska. It will be the smaller cities and rural areas that they're going to come at, which will send a wave of shock to all of us. And a deep-seated fear. They want to trigger a national panic. Mm-hmm. That type of attack would be very successful.
Doctor, and that's not what you're trying to do. Your book is in novel form. What led you to read it, and what can people take away from it?
Well, you know, I've actually had a couple of reviewers, understandably so, saying, why did you write this? You're going to give the bad guys ideas.
What's your problem?
Sorry, doctor.
I'm just throwing it out there.
but I can understand that anxiety. One of our units actually found intelligence in Afghanistan several years ago, laying out plans for American schools and how to attack them. So it's out there. I wrote the book as a warning. I want the book to get out there, get people thinking about how
pull our heads out of the sand.
Yeah, we have to look at things differently. And the fact that you and I are talking this morning is part of that. Making people rethink how we defend our schools and our soft targets and vulnerable places from a very real threat.
Well, Doctor, is your book in stores now?
Absolutely. Actually, easiest bet for getting it is just simply go online. Uh-huh. Any of your major online distributors, as they say, you can pick it up there. You can order through any local bookstore.
Okay. It's called Day of Wrath. And Dr. William Forshin, who resides outside of Asheville there, and a professor up at Montreat College in Western North Carolina, professor of history, you're thoroughly versed in not just ISIS, but you come with a background of our military and just American history in general.
Well, I love my country. I have the deepest respect for our military forces, and thank God we do live in America.
Yes, sir. What made you choose? Are you from Asheville?
No, I was a graduate student in